Bava Kama, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Hagozel es chaver, a person steals from his friend, o shalova himenu, or he borrowed from his friend, o shehifkid lo, or his friend put something by him to watch. So the bottom line is, this guy, let's call him Shimon, had something of Reuven's, by Yishuv, and when it was given to Shimon to watch, or he stole it, or he borrowed it, when it was in his possession, it was given to him, or he took it, in a Yishuv, in an inhabited area. A place that, like the Rab points out, is more shamor, it's more protected. Lo yachsalom b'midbar. When now, if he's a gazlan, he wants to do tshuva, or he's one of the other guys that just borrowed it, or has it from his friend, don't give it back to him in the desert where it's not watched so well. Like, you have to give it back to him in a similar place, in a similar way that you took it. He doesn't want it returned to him in an open area where it's not watched so well. So if you borrow, like, a lot of money, don't return it when you see the lender in Grand Central Station. Don't, like, return it there in the middle of a million people. Or in this case, in the desert. Amanas lotzeis b'midbar. This is obviously not talking about a person that steals, but in the other two cases where a person borrows or he has something of his friend's that his friend put by him to watch, and let's say the case of borrowing, where the guy lent money and he said while he lent it that it's on condition that he's going out, the lender is going out to the desert. Yachzor lo b'midbar. In this case, you can return it in the desert because by the fact that he mentioned during the transaction of the loan or during the transaction when he was mafkidut, when he gave it to him to watch, that he specified that he's going to the desert, he obviously was accepting the fact that he can be paid back in the desert. If he actually would say, on condition that you can pay me back in the desert, that's posh. The Mishnah didn't have to tell us that, as the Rab points out.